Wisconsin's next biennial budget is now in the hands of the state Senate. That's after the Republican-led assembly approved the spending plan last night on a party-line vote of 60-39. Democrats were unsuccessful in efforts to amend the budget. But Assembly Republicans made some changes in an attempt to make the proposal more palatable to skeptical colleagues in the Senate. The 31 GOP amendments included one that slightly reduces property tax increases and another that would give counties more prosecutors. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
The budget approved by the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee was a rewrite of the spending plan that Democratic Governor Tony Evers unveiled in February. On the first day the panel met last month, it stripped dozens of Evers' proposals, including a Medicaid expansion, the legalization of medical marijuana, and a minimum wage increase. As the Assembly debated the budget yesterday, Republican Speaker Robin Voss defended the GOP decisions. For instance, he said the proposed Medicaid expansion would have trapped people in poverty. Voss said it would have made them dependent on government.
Now, I understand if you're a far left-winger, that's the world that you want to live in, where everybody is dependent on government. But on the Republican side of the aisle, we want people to be dependent on themselves. We want you and your family to be able to live your own life, making your own choices. If you fall on hard times, we want to help you short-term to get back on your feet. We don't want you to live a life dependent on a bureaucrat giving you a check.
But Assembly Democrats could not wrap their heads around why GOP lawmakers wanted to reject the Medicaid expansion. They said the choice has fiscal consequences for every corner of the state. Democratic Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee argued that if the state took the Medicaid money from the federal government, perhaps lawmakers wouldn't have to hike vehicle title and registration fees to pay for road improvements.
What is conservative about saying no to $1 billion in federal tax revenue so that it can go to subsidize health care in other states that have expanded Medicaid? What is conservative about saying, Wisconsinites will shoulder 100% of the cost of fixing our roads and we'll let Illinois drivers off the hook?
Democratic Representative Katrina Shankland of Portland focused on another issue, education. She criticized Republicans for cutting Evers' proposed increases to K-12 funding, including for special education. Shankland talked about a march from Palmyra to the Capitol that wrapped up yesterday. She said public education advocates were tired of settling for scraps.
And that is, in fact, why so many people march 60 miles to the Wisconsin State Capitol, 5 dozen miles to the Wisconsin State Capitol, because they didn't think that the public education budget was enough, Mr. Speaker. And after years of fiscal underfunding from the Republicans, they wanted more.
But Republicans remained confident in their choices and argued there was some compromise in the budget. Joint Finance Committee co-chair John Nygren says the panel approved many of Governor Evers' proposals, albeit a bit different than what was originally proposed. For instance, he said they're giving him another opportunity to approve a middle-class tax cut.
When I recap the different positive impacts this budget makes, I believe that Governor Evers needs to step up and sign this budget into law. We are in an era of divided government. Neither side gets 100%.
Because the budget cleared the assembly, the Senate is set to vote on the budget today. GOP Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald may have to convince potential holdouts in his caucus to get on board. A few Senate Republicans have said they wouldn't vote for the budget because it spends too much. The Republican version of the budget would increase spending by 5.6%. One GOP senator said he hoped to limit the increase to about 2%. If the Senate approves the budget, the spending plan will head to Governor Evers, who can approve it, reject it, or make changes through partial vetoes. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.